game involves not Manchester United nor Manchester City, but a team that's kind of grown out of dissatisfaction with those teams. FC United of Manchester are coming to play Carlton Town. Mick Garton is chairman of Carlton Town FC. Hello, Mick.
Good evening, Alan.
Good to catch up with you. And what do you know about your opposition tonight? They're a couple of leagues above you, aren't they?
They're a division above us. They're in the Eamsden Premier League. We're in Division 1 South. So it's going to be a tough game tonight, Alan, to be honest. It's a privilege to be inviting them down. They're probably the biggest club in the Eamsden set-up, and I'm sure they'll go on and play conference football over the next couple of years. But it's our little bit of glory tonight. It's the furthest we've got in the competition, the quarter-final. We've already beaten two Premier League sides in Stamford and Buxton, so it's going to be tough tonight. They beat Ilkeston 4-1 in the league Saturday, so we're under no bones about it, but we're hoping for a decent crowd down at Stoke Lane, and we're hoping to get one or two Forest and County fans down there tonight. I'm just on my way to the ground now, Alan.
Excellent. So it's the quarter-final of the Dutton Sport League Cup, and the first time you've reached that stage of this cup in 110 years.
Absolutely, yeah. As I say, it's a bit of a landmark night for us. We're opening a new sponsors' lounge as well tonight. So, like I say, they've got a fair bit of travelling support as well. So we're hoping they'll be bringing quite a few. We've put on extra stewards and whatnot tonight. And I'm just hoping quite a few of the Nottingham publics tonight evening, Alan. So hopefully we'll get one or two new bodies down there. And as I say, I'm not going to make any predictions. I think the game's going to be very, very difficult for us. They're a very, very good side. But you never know in cup football, Alan, to be fair.
An evening game to enjoy, and it's a ground that people will find easily enough heading out of the city centre on the A612 towards Burton Joyce.
That's right, we're on the Colleague Loop Road, Alan, just on the left-hand side before you get to Burton Joyce, after the retail park. Like I say, at the end of the day, it's easy enough to find. We've got plenty of parking, we've got an overflow car park, and there is street parking as well. So hopefully, as I say, we get a good crowd, and I think the priority is tonight is for the lads to go out and enjoy themselves against a club we may never play again. Who knows? Like I said earlier, I think they'll go on and get to the conference, but certainly the best run we've ever had in the competition. So we'll give it a go tonight, Alan, and we'll see where we end.
They are an interesting team to be facing, FC United of Manchester, because they are, I think, a team that grew out of fans' dissatisfaction with the big money talking so much at Manchester United.
That's right. I think at the end of the day, you've got that spot on. I think that with the Glazier family and everything else, I think they're unhappy with that. And their home support is amazing. They get, I think, about an average of around 2,000 for home games. And I think if this should have been on a Saturday, I'm told they'd have been bringing 600, 700, maybe even 800.
Wow.
But we're still expecting them to bring 200 plus tonight. So.
Well, so you could be outnumbered, potentially.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't think there's any doubt about that. So we'll see how the lads respond. You know, they're not going to be used to playing in front of that kind of crowd. I think the last time we had that sort of crowd was when we were in the playoffs against Leek a couple of years ago, and we drew the game and then lost on penalties. So, and it does go to penalties tonight if the score's a level, but we'll see if we get to that stage. It's like I say, it's going to be tough, but we're all looking forward to it. And you know, I appreciate you giving us a ring, and appreciate Radio Nottingham's support for us. Thank you.
Well, that's all right. Let's hope we can rally the support and try and equal the number of FC United of Manchester fans who are going along to the game. What time's kick-off?
It's quarter to eight, Alan, and just pulling into the car park now. We've already got a queue of cars, so it's looking good.
Mick, wish you and the team all success tonight. You have to take